Now, have you or someone you know always wanted your own hens? Pauline McLean is a patron of the Little Hill Animal Rescue. Now, they rescue thousands of commercial egg-laying hens every year. And you know about them because we've been speaking about them on this programme for the past little while. Pauline, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. And, of course, it's a kind of like a game of bridge. You'll always be able to find a hen rescue somewhere via Little Hill.
You will.
And there is one coming up.
And
so,
the thing about Little Hill is they're basically there, but they do drop-offs all over the country.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, I'm sure your listeners know because you've sung the praises of rescuing hens before, but you know, at 18 months, they take a tiny little break. Not a break in egg-laying, but they don't lay at a commercial level anymore.
Yeah.
They take a little moment to reset their button and their biological button. And at that stage, the farmer, if he's, you know, a commercial farmer, will send them to the slaughterhouse, even though they might have years left of egg laying and the whole lot. So that's where Little Hill steps in and goes, hang on a minute, we can rescue these. So, yeah, we do. We drive them all around the country to adopters, I suppose you would say. And, you know, of all times, I think it's a great time to be coming out and to encourage people to start being a poultry keeper, because we're still, you know, we've had the most extraordinary 18 months where we've been at home, you know, appreciating where we live. And if you have a bit of ground at all and a fox-free fox-proof, and hopefully that'll be fox-free as well, a fox-proof shed, you have the makings of, you know, keeping your hens.
Yeah, because the thing I found was it's more a matter of keeping them safe.
Yeah.
Because they're not a difficult, I say pet because I call them my pets.
Of course.
They're not a difficult pet to keep.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, they just, now I know that you have rescued hens from Little Hill.
I have indeed
before. And you know that they can come out in a terrible state, no matter what kind of farm they come out of, because they're so concentrated, or they're expected to lay. Mm. And as a result, sometimes they have nothing left to grow their own feathers. Mm. So, but within a matter of weeks, they're around scratching in the dust, still rewarding you with eggs, the happiest, fluffiest, featheriest creatures.
Are.
And they're curious and they're fun. And, you know, as you say, you don't need to do much to look after them. And I think, you know, these days we're all resetting our buttons, aren't we? You know, because of the pandemic and the whole lot. And I think that a lot of people are there now probably listening to us saying, do you know, I've always meant to get some hens.
Yeah.
Now is the time. It's like, you know, just decide you're doing it. Get onto the Little Hill Facebook page. Book your hens. We'll be at your private message, you know, the whole way along. We'll tell you when we'll be at your nearest drop-off point.
Yeah.
A tiny little fee of €6 per hen, you know, to cover all the costs of getting them out and getting them around the country. And you will be rewarded immediately with eggs. And then, you know, and we're all very curious and committed to this, I think, at the moment, you know where your food on the table is coming from. What? It's, you know, the joy of going out and collecting your eggs.
Certainly. And one of the things I found was, two things. First thing is, when you see the first egg from your own hens, it's like getting a little lump of gold. I was so excited. I won't lie. I was really excited. And the other thing I found, Pauline, was you mentioned that, you know, because they've come from a commercial setup day one, they might not necessarily look like the best hens you've ever seen. But I promise you this, of the four hens I took from Little Hen Rescue, about 2 months ago now, right, the one that looked the worst, right, and she was featherless and she was a bit miserable looking, she took a little bit of time to get back to life, let's say, but she is top of the pecking order now.
She's
the boldest little one now at the minute, you know. She's great.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, I did one of the hen rescues many years ago. I've done a few of them, to be honest with you. I've gone in the vans and delivered hens, but I did one with my brother. And jeepers, we were taking caged ones. This was the rescue for the caged ones. Well, there was one little lady, and all the way from being out of the cage into the back of a van, she sang the whole way to Sligo, and had attitude as well. You know, and the whole
that's
lot.
It.
And when we got to Sligo, we were laughing. My brother was totally in love with her at this stage, you know.
Yeah.
And she'd never seen the outside world before. Oh, the attitude and the personality and the whole lot. And when people were saying, you know, well, we could take maybe two more, you know, if you have any over and the whole lot. And Ian said, and he said, look at that one there, all the way. From where we got her, she's been singing all day and giving me grief and all that. And they went, well, we're definitely having her.
Do you find it hard to say no to more, Pauline?
Personality. I know. Well, do you know what? I do have to warn people about this, that once they join the hen-keeping fraternity, you will be saying to them, you say, I believe you have a few hens. How many? And they'll say, three or four. And you pull back to see a picture of them standing in their back garden with two dozen hens around them. You know, it's like it becomes a thing, doesn't it?
It sure does.
But the gentlest and best thing that you could be doing, and I also think that anyone who has kids, it's absolutely brilliant to be able to show them where the eggs come from and to give them a little bit of responsibility as well.
Yeah,
my kids
I have three kids and they're the same. They're helping out getting the eggs and cleaning up the coop and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pauline, I have to ask you this because I heard a little birdie, pun totally intended, told me that you've been knitting jumpers for hens as well. Is that true?
No, it is. Now, when you thought you weren't mad enough, this enters your life. Yes, sometimes when we do the rescues, as you know, it depends on the farm they're coming from, what their circumstances are, you know, the whole lot. But sometimes a rescue will happen during the winter months.
Sure.
And so you have these tiny little featherless ladies. And just as their feathers are beginning to grow again, they might need a bit of heat, you know. So, yes, I've been knitting jumpers for them, just in case they need them. Now, they don't need them for long, because, as you know, once they can grow their own protection, it's far nicer than anything I've ever knit them. But, yeah, I'm a crazy hen jumper knitter, as everything else.
We loved you before. We love you even more now. That's fantastic.
It's
acceptable lunatic, to be fair. It's for a good reason. Pauline, so we're talking about the 31st of July.
Yes.
There's a drop-off in Shannon. There's one in Ennis and one in Gort. And all people need to do is send a message to the Little Hill Animal Rescue page. Is that right?
On Facebook, And just, you know, book how many hens you'd like, and we'll then, you know, message you back to tell you what time we expect to be at the drop-off and all. And because it's like the 31st, that's the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
What better thing than to be going out to collect your hens, and your life will change for the better as a result. And I just would say, like, if you do book your hens and all, don't let them down. They'll have been on a very long journey.
Absolutely,
to get to you, to their forever feathery home. And it's absolute heartbreak for us if people don't turn up and we have to bring them then back to Little Hill. I won't say they're certain, their future is uncertain, because we would never, they have a home there until we can find them another home. But the amount of journey time, and with the weather being as hot as it is and everything, you would just, it's just terrible to put them through it, and for the disappointment, because, you know, I feel they know there's excitement, you know, with each drop they know, oh, look, people out there waiting for us.
So,
you know, it's just one of the best things you can do for yourself, not just for the hens. I think they will enrich your life, and you won't thank us for it, because you'll be addicted then.
You will indeed.
Yeah, you'll be a hen gatherer.
I'm going to create, I was thinking of creating social media pages for my ones and calling them the henfluencers. What do you think of that?
I
think I'm just going to go for it.
Do it.
Pauline, thanks so much and best of luck to you, all right?
Brilliant. And I hope everybody down the west is now fired up to get their hens, because we're coming. We're coming with them.